Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Mark Hughes. Nook Real Estate is with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, every day we celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. I like celebrating, although when we do broadcast early in the morning, it is very difficult for me to get that martini going, so we'll just celebrate without the martini this morning. What are we looking at? It's National New Mexico Day. We'll get into this one. National Bourbon Day. We're not going to drink any bourbon yet. National Flag Day. I don't know. I guess International Bath Day means that some people take a bath today. I don't understand that one either. Pop Goes the Weasel Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, having beaten anorexia, I am going to go with National Strawberry Shortcake Day for the best food. And as always, we are so appreciative, Ron Siegel Radio. We love our veterans. Today is the Army's birthday. So we will say happy birthday to the United States Army. Thank you to all of our military men and women who do what they do so that the rest of us can be safe at home doing what we do, enjoying it. You know, especially this last, it's been a long week. But when you watch what's going on and you see the president going to a summit in Singapore and talking with a dictator, and it doesn't matter what your thinking is about the politics of the whole issue, but North Korea is an oppressed society. Could you imagine getting on radio? Well, I guess you can't get on radio in North Korea, but if you could, right, getting on North Korea, speaking your mind on the radio in North Korea, well, it's because of the men and women of our military that in our Constitution that we can say what we want. We can agree. We can disagree. We've got a First Amendment that allows people to say things that we hate. You know, right? I mean, if everyone was saying everything they liked that everybody liked, I mean, we wouldn't need the First Amendment, right? Just a thought right there. Thank you to our men and women of the military. Happy birthday to the Army. Moving right along. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Boy, been a bit of a whipsaw today. The Dow was up over 100 points early this morning. Now we're looking at the Dow Jones down 2.58, oil down 9 cents a barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury, well, that's coming back a little bit. I don't know. I'm glad that we got our loans all locked this morning before it came back. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.95 right now. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the broadcast. We are still watching all of the markets for you. We do that every day. But what else is going on in the news? So let's check that one out as well. I know that I mentioned a little bit about the issues of government, South Korea. We had some elections that went on yesterday. Very fascinating how it was all the Republicans were running away from the president. Now they seem to realize that, especially in Virginia, that they better start running toward the president. Just a quick tweet about Mr. Sanford and his opponent there. And all of a sudden, Mr. Sanford is looking for a new job today. So that was kind of a fascinating occurrence there. We've been watching for that. The president's coattails have not been as much as we would think. Found this one fascinating. And you know something that's funny, because we listened to all of the commentary about fake news. Well, yesterday, CBS News comes out with a story that Sarah Sanders is going to be leaving her post as White House press secretary. The irony is Miss Sanders was at her daughter's year-end kindergarten party and came out of the party to find out that she's actually looking for a new job. And she tweets out that she wonders, how does CBS News know something about her career plans that she doesn't know? You have to wonder about some of these things.
You can't handle the truth.
Amazing day today as well. We've got some interesting news, and I'm going to be doing some seminars all day long today for some great real estate professionals here in North Orange County and the Southern California area. But I'm going to be fascinated to see this IG report, 500 pages about what went on with the FBI. We'll be watching that one. We will have some reporting on that for you as well. Work fair at the White House. Tomorrow's got a job fair there. We'll see what happens with that one as well. Did you see that California now has a ballot measure coming up to break California into three states? It's going to be fascinating to see what happens there because, you know, you've got Northern California, which is quite obvious. You've got California, which is Los Angeles and along the coast. And then Southern California, which goes from Fresno to San Diego, but eliminating the coast. Wonder how the illegal immigrants are going to get to the areas of California and Northern California to vote there. And what's going to end up happening when they run out in Northern California, they run out of other people's money to spend. I wonder what is going to happen in that instance. Fascinating. Unemployment benefits drops to the lowest level in 44 years. Like that idea. I noticed that there are some folks that are starting to say, you know something? I think that we're going to get back into the world of people being thrilled to be able to work. They don't want to have the handouts. I've shared this many times. This crazy thing in Anaheim, $18 an hour minimum wage. It's going to hurt a lot of entry-level people who want to get a job, want to learn how to work, and progress. Those jobs weren't meant to be living wages. So we're starting to see unemployment benefits dropping. 1.7 million people received benefits during the week, the fewest since December. Ready for this one? 1973, when Richard Nixon was president. Low claims, sign that there are few layoffs. Now we also look, and I'll share this information with you as well. We'll talk more about it in the Mortgage Minute. But retail sales, did you see what happened this morning with retail sales? Doubled expectations in May to 0.08% or 0.8%. So you subtract the near-term auto sales volatility, this number actually goes up to 0.9%. Take out the autos and gasoline, energy segments rebound is one of the biggest economic stories. Yet the stock market is going down. I wonder why that would be. So we'll chat a little bit more about that one as well. But think about that. Retail sales doing great. People are out there spending money. I know. It's probably just because they got some crumbs, according to certain individuals, to spend a little bit of crumbs, $1,000 bonuses and a little bit of savings in the taxes. You think that could have happened where maybe they're starting to see that in their May paychecks, that the paychecks actually went up a little bit or they got a little less taken by the government for the government to waste? Do you think that could be the reason that retail sales went up? Just suggesting that to you, just a little bit of food for thought for you. Why are we doing that? Well, you know, something people are getting the confidence level. I just saw a post from a friend that, and actually a person that's been on a radio broadcast, a plumber. He's been on the show many times. He's a senior looking to transition his business to his son. Out there trying to find young people to come to work for him to learn a printing trade, but they couldn't find people to come to work. Now, there's the issue right there. That's something just to think about. Now, I think he was paying $15 an hour or $18 an hour to start, to come to learn to be a plumber. Now, I didn't ask Ron if you have to have a college degree. I didn't ask him if you have to have a master's degree. You don't even have to have a doctorate, I would assume, right? He doesn't care if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're, well, you can't be an illegal because you can't hire people that are illegal. But, you know, as long as you're legally working, he wants to train people to come and get a job to be a plumber. Now, the good plumbers, once they've gotten their training, that's a six-figure job. That's not the entry-level job. You don't have to worry about the $18 an hour minimum wage, right? Now, just quick math, and I'm a little slow here, so I can't do all of this right on air, but you got about 2,080 hours in a year if you're only working 40 hours a week and don't get any vacations. So being that I can't do math, 2,000 times 18, that's 36,000. So if you got $100,000 a year after you become a seasoned plumber, probably a little better than that $18 minimum wage. So why don't you call Ron and see if you want to learn to be a plumber, right? That's what makes America. His business is growing. People need that kind of trade. Now, we've gotten away in our schools from teaching young people a trade, right? You don't need to have everybody. You know, I've got two out of my three sons. They're not college material. You know, and I tell them that all the time. Does that mean they can't be productive citizens in the United States of America? Absolutely not, right? They are great young men. I love them to death. They don't have to go out there and get a college degree. Work hard. Work smart. Get a trade. It's pretty simple stuff. We'll talk more about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Hey, how about real estate? I bet if you work hard in real estate, you might make more than 18. Well, I guess you work a lot of hours if you're working hard, so maybe you're at $18. And I will talk about that with our guest, Mark Hughes, today. But we're going to also chat a little bit. Lending standards, are they too loose or too tight? Ways to stop package thieves. We'll say good morning. Hey, Brian, good to see you there. Glad you're tuning in with us. Linda, glad to see you. Mundo, glad you're with us. Janae, Jeffrey, glad to see all of you with us. Reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Are lending standards too loose or too tight? Home values appreciating at record rates. Some are concerned that we may be heading for another, that we may be heading for another housing bubble. No, we're not. I've shared these stats with you before. Don't get into that stupid thought process. Don't let anybody tell it to you. I'll tell you all the reasons why again. One of the major culprits of that housing boom and bust was the loosening of standards for mortgage credit. In a study done at the University of North Carolina immediately after the crisis, it was revealed, and I quote, lenders began originating large numbers of high-risk mortgages from around 2004 to 2007, and loans from those vintage years exhibited higher default rates than loans made either before or after, unquote. Studied by John V. Duca, John Mullerbauer, and Anthony Murphy concluded that those risky mortgages caused the housing crisis. Quote, our findings indicate that swings in credit standards played a major, if not the major, role in driving the recent boom and bust in U.S. house prices. How do today's mortgage standards compare to those from 2004 to 2007? Mortgage Bankers Association tracks mortgage standards in their Mortgage Credit Availability Index. A decline in the Mortgage Credit Availability Index indicates that lending standards are tightening, while increases in the index are indicative of loosening credit. While the chart that I shared earlier shows the index going back to that period between 2004 and 2007, when loose standards caused the housing bubble, we can see that, though, the index has risen slightly over the last several years. We are nowhere near the standards that precipitated the housing crisis. The bottom line, if anything, standards today are too tight. There are a lot of good people that should be getting a mortgage that cannot get a mortgage. And there's some very qualified people. Think about a business owner. I was with a business owner last night. He's been making his payments for years and years, needs a little extra cash. And he says, I own a business. I'm not sure if I'm going to qualify. I see that all the time. So you have to have a great lender who can figure the ways out. There's always a solution. You know, it might be that you need private money for a short period of time. It might be that you need to cross-collateralize. You might have to hypothecate, some terms that many people don't even understand. But those are all things that are doable if you understand the marketplace. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. Been doing it about 25 years. I might be able to put you in touch with the right people, 800-306-1990. 1990. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So we are chatting this morning. Mark Hughes is in the house. We're going to chat a little bit about real estate, Nook Real Estate, and maybe they've got a little different process of what they're doing out there in the marketplace. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're with us. So tell me a little bit about Nook Real Estate.
Sure. We are a startup out of Newport Beach. We've got about 30 agents from San Diego all the way up to LA, mostly populated in kind of the Orange County coastal areas. We have agents out in Palm Springs. We are a technical company that does real estate sales and marketing really well.
What does a technical company mean?
So we've taken a tech approach. On paper, we are a digital click-and-mortar boutique brokerage built on a proprietary platform of lifestyle, curated lifestyle properties, strategic selling tools, and expert agents.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know something, when I first say a click-and-mortar,
yeah,
it gets – starts, you know, the hair on the back of my neck starts to crawl a little bit, right? Because you hear about, you know, all of these, the new tech world.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge, huge proponent that if you're going to spend whatever it is for your castle,
yeah,
right? That could be $200,000, it could be $100,000, it could be $2 million, $10 million, it doesn't matter, it's
Amen.
Yours,
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
That you need expert advice. So I like the idea that you're throwing that experienced advice in there.
Yeah, well, it's critical. 73% of agents attribute another source of income as their main source of income. So three quarters of the agents out there are part-timers, if you will. And that that will fix itself over time, as you know, this is one of the last industries to kind of experience the disruption around technology. And so our approach is to remove the friction and the noise from both the agent and the consumer experience by using technology in better ways to expedite the process. We gave up kind of the data protected, being the gatekeepers to data a while ago, and that really threw agents for almost a decade to the extent that they didn't understand that that wasn't really their only play anymore. So they went from kind of owning the data to being really responsible for better service. And so we're interested in, we've created a lot of efficiencies, but two probably stick out the most, and they are how we approach search, which is the number one thing that, that people do around real estate, whether they're searching for a home or an agent. And then the other approach that we do very differently is our approach to agent marketing.
Agent marketing. So you mean, what do you mean by agent marketing? Is that you're marketing the agent or how the agent markets the property?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Right? So, and so that's a, you nailed it. We do two things. We cater to two masters. One is our own agents and the other is the end user, the client. And so we both create first in mind positioning for our agents by being really consistent and asking them not to be creative. So we've taken back the role of all of the creative and marketing that an agent kind of was when they asked for higher splits back in the 80s and 70s. Companies said, okay, you can have a higher split, but we want you to really take a better, bigger role in your marketing. And so these agents typically that do really well and have high PPP, production per agent.
Okay.
And we had talked a little bit about that earlier.
Sure.
Some companies are have very low PPP. And
right.
We strive to have kind of a curated stable of expert agents that have very high PPP. And so we don't have training. We have coaching, which is a different, a little bit different approach. So no new agent training, but so our approach to agent marketing and property marketing is that we've taken that back. So we create it, we deliver it, and we pay for it all for our agents. They don't touch the marketing. And we make them really consistent. And consistency is the one thing that goes out the window when an agent's in charge of their marketing because they get busy and it's the first thing that goes. And so that's what drives business.
It's fascinating that you say that because I watch in so many areas of the real estate industry, you've got, and we use this in our trainings, that you've got agents that have been in the business 1 year 20 times over.
Yeah.
Right? Because they haven't figured out how to build on what they're doing because they're trying – you know, I don't know. I don't know about you folks, but I can't do everything, right? I've got engineers that are running soundboards and all that equipment. I don't know how to do that stuff. I don't want to know how to do that. I don't. You know, I've got processors that take care of the lending side. I've got underwriters that are doing that kind of thing. I can't do everything. I can talk, right? I can talk to you. I can educate. That's my lane.
Yeah.
And you know, in real estate, you know, they're supposed to be out there meeting new people, showing them houses, listing houses, becoming a graphic artist, creating a website, right? How can anybody do all that?
Yeah, it's too much to ask. And so they become poor at a lot of different things instead of really good at one thing, which is creating relationships that deliver kind of repeat and referral business.
Right.
And so if we can take that energy and money and time back over from them, we've created a couple things. We've created the energy for them to go network, get better on the internet, work on their advertising, work on their direct mail, just in concept, and we'll fulfill it and deliver it. But primarily, we want to help them get their life balance, work balance back, which agents that causes the number one problem, which is agent burnout. And so we want to help them with that. But we also want to create the consistency around our brand that it deserves. And so that's and then the other piece, which is different, is that our search engine kind of secret sauce, we feed all of our big data from the MLSs back through.
Hang on a second. Yeah. We're going to hold that idea. How are they doing this so different? That's what we're going to find out when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Continuing with Mark Hughes, Nook Real Estate, a little different way about doing the entire process. We'll talk with him more when we come back. We'll also chat about ways to stop package thieves. We're going to chat about the mortgage market, the mortgage minute, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only one that I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. Competing with cash offers could possibly save you $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your next home and allow you to close much, much quicker. Think about that concept. That's the fast pass from our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So what is happening in the mortgage world today? I know we are looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Does it have anything to do with mortgages? It used to. It doesn't have as much to do with it anymore. What used to be the big case was we would see that when the Dow Jones went up, the bond market, the bond price went down, and which meant interest rates were up. But now we start seeing that they're not always doing that inverse like they were as so consistently before. So today I look, the Dow Jones is down 23 points. And then I look over and I see that the 10-year Treasury, the yield is down, which telling us that the bonds are up. I'm also looking at the Fannie Mae 30-year. Now remember, I've shared this with you almost every day, Fannie Mae 30-year, that bond is up 16 basis points, which means interest rates are down. But the economy is doing well, so why is interest rates down? You got to look at continue looking at that. And then I look and see, well, last week, according to Freddie Mac, so I don't have to give you all the APR and all the legal jargon, Freddie Mac said that the average rate for a mortgage was 4.54. This week, 4.62. But remember, that's only if you've got the perfect mortgage, 40% down payment, $424,000 loan amount. You've got a 760 FICO score. It's a single family residence, not a condo. Nobody has that, so don't worry about that. It's just to give you an idea of what's going on in the marketplace. But we do look, and we did see earlier, and I shared this with you earlier in the broadcast, that retail sales came out very, very strong. The Fed did increase interest rates yesterday by 0.25%. And I love listening to some of the commentary. Yes, I am one of the nerds that actually listened to the Federal Reserve chairman and all the dumb questions that he got afterward. Isn't the yield curve flattening? And the chairman came out and said, yes, because we just raised interest rates on the short term. So, of course, it's going to flatten a little bit. But people are spending more money according to all the numbers. The jobless claims, they're doing better. So we got this week there were 218,000 jobless claims. Last week's number was actually revised lower by 7,000 jobs. So we're seeing good numbers there. We're looking at mortgage bonds testing their resistance levels. The 10-year testing its resistance levels. That's why yesterday when the bond market took a huge turn in the afternoon, I hope you had a great mortgage person watching for you so you didn't get locked in at the wrong time yesterday. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only home of the Fast Pass loan approval, completely underwritten before you even go into contract, before you even start shopping for your new home. Continuing our conversation this morning, Mark Hughes, Nook Real Estate, is with us, learning a little bit about a different way of doing real estate. So, Mark, we were talking before the break about your differences in the search engine and how you're feeding the search engine.
Yeah, two differences I wanted to point out. How does a tech company disrupt the real estate industry? And we talked a little bit about marketing and taking that back from the agent. The other approach that we have is more consumer-centric, and it has to do with the emotion around search. And so traditionally, Zillow, Trulia, they've all been kind of the mundane math approach, 1,500 square feet, two beds, three baths, blah, blah, blah. We've taken the data, fed it back through our system once, big data, and re-tagged, categorized, and labeled around design and style so that our search on the app and on the web starts with the emotion of style. What style home? What lifestyle do you want? Do you want a ranch, a mid-century modern? Are you a bungalow? Are you a cabin person? And what we found is that the search process for the consumer is much more immersive. But for us, it's also a much more convertible lead or prospect because they're way further upstream than kind of the math, the antiseptic math approach. And so we really deliver a search experience that creates higher convertible leads, which is really important to our agents.
So if you're – I mean, the part of that, I understand what you're saying there, but does the average individual know – I mean, I'm a – you know, I'm just a simple guy. I couldn't tell you what a mid-century property is.
Yeah.
It could be sitting right in front. I might even live in one and don't even know it.
You're in the majority.
Okay.
So we celebrate architecture, style, lifestyle, and it's in our name. Find your Nook, right? Nook Real Estate. It's about that comfortable, safe, cool, wonderful place that you call home. And so we celebrate the style and architecture through our blog and through our curated approach to content, kind of the HGTV approach to real estate sales, if you will.
So everybody's into that. I mean, I come home on the weekends after I've been out at the beach walking, and
my wife's got, I don't know, fix or flip or flop and flap or whatever. So, you know, and it's hysterical to somebody like me who spends time in the industry.
Yeah.
Because every single house, they're over budget. Well, does that mean they're not smart enough to put a pad in there to know that you're going to be over budget every time?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you start looking at some of those things. But if the consumer is out there and they're doing a great job of sharing with people or maybe setting people up to believe that they're going to make $100,000 every time they fix a house.
Yeah. Well, and that's obviously not going to happen.
Right.
There's a lot in those programs that are don't really happen, but they're fun. And I think for us, the appeal is around the home itself and fixing it up and getting it done and maybe the metrics behind flipping. But it's the emotion, kind of the Gen X, Gen Y, millennial approach is a much more curated because they can. They grew up around grabbing data really quickly and
sure.
expecting things to be appified. So to the extent that we can create a frictionless, really less noisy process for the consumer from pre-search to post-escrow, that's what we're focused on in using all sort, not just our own technology. We're not really interested in white labeling everything and calling it our own. We've created a platform where we can plug and play the industry best tools and strategies and training and support for our agents. And so we've got a dashboard where they go and they get centered every day. And it's not overwhelming because that's the number one problem with agents right now.
Sure.
They're overwhelmed with widgets and apps and platforms.
A million silver bullets.
Amen. Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
So if I'm looking at your website, am I able to go out there and, you know, because I laugh because I hear what you're saying there, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, but I've got a bad knee and that didn't ask me if I want a 1-story or 2-story.
Right.
Right. Or if I've got a senior living with me that can't climb the stairs or, you know, do I have a young person that is the school important or not important?
So beyond needs, we want you to focus on wants as well. And the wants happens to do with, hey, what kind of lifestyle and architecture and style, the feel of living do I want? And so on our website, we start with pictures of a ranch or a bungalow or a craftsman. And you start there by clicking that. And if you put in a zip code or an area, and you, obviously it's got all the accoutrements that all of the search engines have around creating a radius or a polygon or just searching an area by zip or area, just those properties will come up. And then you can start to filter in terms of price and size and things that you need.
So that makes it great for people like someone like me that, you know, I'm not a shopper. Right. So if I can go on your website and I can find out that, you know, that only look at the houses that really that I've narrowed down.
Yeah.
Right. It makes my experience better.
Yeah. And you're going to become more knowledgeable about the aspects of your home and lifestyle that weren't traditionally there with kind of the utilitarian approach of math.
And the other thing that I'm seeing that I like when I'm, you know, I'm on your website right now, one of the things that I see that to me that is appealing is when I go to the Zillows and the Redfins and all that stuff, I understand as a consumer advocate that they make their money by selling my information to as many people as they can sell it to.
You bet.
Right. So just a consumer advocate piece of advice to you. If you're going to go and put your information into Zillow or Redfin or LendingTree or something like that, go to that super secret website, google.com, create a new Gmail account, get a Google Voice number, and put all that information right into the Google Voice through the Google Voice system. That way you don't get clogged up in all of your other email and your cell phone because they're going to sell your data. I have a friend of mine that did that just on before he realized that he was going to call me to do a loan, that he put it into LendingTree and he got like 600 phone calls in the next 2 weeks. Is that what you want? I'm looking at the website here. I mean, this makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, thank you.
Right? I mean, that's and then from a salesperson or from an agent standpoint, I have an agent that I'm a friend with out in the Coachella Valley, and she says, you know, I'm a salesperson. I'm a consultant. I don't want to be a tour guide.
Right.
Yeah. Right? So if you've narrowed down the exact needs and wants and the walking list, and, you know, there's some people that don't want to be near the school.
Right.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
They don't need that.
That's right.
So it kind of gives you that opportunity. Again, it goes back to the life balance.
Yeah.
Right? From both the consumer and I'm from what I'm listening to you, Mark, it sounds like you kind of have to serve two masters.
Yeah. Most companies do. right?
Well, most companies should.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure they do.
Well, that's true.
Right? I mean, because they
pick one or the other. You're
right.
Exactly right.
Right? They look at it and they say, you know something, I'm going to deal with the consumer and my employee is going to do what I tell them and I don't care.
Right. Yeah.
Right? And if you're looking to make a life balance, that's not really, it doesn't sound like your model.
Yeah. Your predictable, sustainable, dependable business is built around really good processes and systems.
Right.
As opposed to most agents are chasing those Zillow leads, and those are one-offs, and that's chasing kind of deals versus building a career.
I like what your comment there also, processes and systems. That's the only way you can grow exponentially. Do you think that YouTube or Google can grow to the size? Look at Amazon. Could they have grown to the size they have in the last 20 years if they didn't have processes and systems? We're going to chat more with Mark when we come back on that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also talk away to us about stopping package thieves from striking your home, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
A little background or garbly in there. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Well, you know, do you go to an Amazon at all? Do you buy packages from Amazon? Walmart's getting into the package delivery business. Obviously, we've been doing it for years with UPS. Well, nowadays, one of the big businesses, I guess I shouldn't say business, scams out there, is package thieves stealing stuff from your front porch. Have you ever had it happen? It's pretty much on the news on a regular basis. So with an ever-growing number of people shopping online, lots of packages being delivered to homes. Now, there's a lot of people working at home nowadays, so that kind of solves a little bit of that problem, but it does create an opportunity for thieves. So here, I thought I'd put together a few different ways that you can kind of thwart the package thieves. So the package let that package theft probably much can happen anytime. I know I saw just recently some packages I ordered that Amazon had till 9 o'clock to deliver them at my house. You know, I'm not going to be sitting there home waiting for them. Are you? So you might need to pay a little extra attention around the holidays and when the weather warms up. Estimated 23 million Americans have had a package stolen from the front of their homes. And I think it's about 147 million homes. So that's almost 20% of the people. One out of every five people has had a package stolen from the front of their house. So here's a few tips for you. Have the package delivered to your office. I happen to use a UPS store locally, so they just deliver my packages right there in most instances. Talk to a neighbor to pick up your packages. That could be done. Use a package guard device. Seattle inventor came up with a Frisbee-sized device called the Package Guard that sits on your front porch or doorstep. Packages placed on it, the companion app on your phone lets you know you've got a delivery. Package Guard is rigged to ring loudly if anyone tries to move the package before you disable the alarm. 100-decibel siren will alert your neighbors and scare off potential thieves who may try to take that package. How about opting in for the Postal Service's Informed Delivery Program? I got a text from Amazon when they've delivered my packages. Do you get that one? And educate yourself about the latest package scams. UPS and FedEx both have victims of hot new package delivery scams. So watch out for their, go to their websites, check it out, or tune into Ron Siegel Radio. We're constantly watching these scams and sharing that information with you. Amazon's come out with their hub. I don't know about having Amazon open my front door and put the package inside. Not quite geared for that one, or have them put it in the trunk of my car, but they've got great English, isn't it? Easy for me to say. They are coming out with more and more processes because when you start thinking about it, 20% of the households having a scam, pretty serious stuff. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. And yes, there are a lot of scams when it comes to credit repair, credit reports. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll show you how to do it the right way. And make sure you do it, though, because you've got a bad credit report. Everybody does. Continuing our conversation, we are chatting this morning with Mark Hughes. Nook Real Estate is the name of the company. A new way of doing real estate, or maybe it's just a business approach to real estate. You know, I look at what you're doing and what you've shared with me, Mark, and it's a lot of people that are out there that think that this $15 an hour minimum wage is a life income. But you know something, I think in real estate, a lot of people think that, you know, just because they've got a business card, that means they're going to be rich.
Right.
Right? And it's a job. You got to go out and really work.
You bet.
I mean, even with all the technology and all the efficiencies you're coming up with through this revolutionary way of doing things, how do you motivate or make sure that agents are saying, you know something, well, the company's taking care of my website and they're taking care of my marketing and they're doing my mailing for me or whatever the other issues are, that they're, you know, not sitting there playing Fortnite all day?
So my primary job as president, beyond kind of what we're looking into the future with, is about teaching, inspiring, motivating, and empowering these agents. And you and I had spoken previously about accountability and demonstrating actionable approaches around gaining first in mind positioning, creating relationships and networking, being consistent instead of creative. So there are a lot of things that we, you know, we've broken it down at Nook into three modules, and that's confidence, flow, and wealth building. And so everything that we coach is in one of those three modules. And that starts to make sense. Ultimately, the biggest fear for agents is not being confident around the kind of the technical aspects of the business, but just as importantly is teaching them how to stay in the flow, because most of their time can either be made spent making $10 an hour if they look back over the year and they've made the average $34,000 that an agent's made, or they can get in the top 10%, which does most of the business, and start to make some real money without a ceiling.
That's the whole issue. So it's really about people getting out there to go to work. And I love what you said in the last segment, because every company, but many individuals, the average real estate agent that I talk to, they don't really, you know, they're doing the same, they're doing things, or they're confusing the idea of activity with productivity.
Yeah.
Right. And they don't have a process and a system.
Right.
So, you know, they're letting the, and I don't mean this with any disrespect, the uninformed drive the train.
Amen.
Right. So they've got a homeowner or maybe a first time home buyer, homeowner even.
Yeah.
Right now, on average, they did a transaction 10 years ago.
Right.
Now, you and I have been around long enough that in 2007 or 2008, this industry was not the same as it is in 2018.
Different world.
Right? Things have changed a bit.
Yeah.
Yet, a lot of agents will let the consumer drive that bus,
yeah,
and they don't spend their time in educating. Talk a little bit about educating the consumer.
Sure. Again, our agents have become different, much different over the last 10 years, right? So the data is out there. They're going to Zillow or Trulia or Realtor.com first, and they know what home they want. Hopefully they're going to Nook, but they know what they want. Ultimately, by the time they get to you, the agent, your job is to attract them, to consult with them, to serve them, and then to nurture that relationship. And you do that around in the consulting area there. And so they know what house they want. They want to know about the schools. They want to know about all of the, is it walkable? What kind of grocery stores are there? What are the doctors and the hospitals like? All the other pieces of being a target market specialist, that's where they come to fruition. You need to be a really good guide. And so we look at our clients as Luke Skywalkers, and we are their Yoda. And we have kind of the magic or the lightsaber to get them through the process. And so we really teach our agents to be the guide these days instead of the kind of the owner of the data.
Because, I mean, it's a fascinating paradigm shift, because I've shared this with many folks in the past that, and we've got a, I don't know if she, earlier, had a great real estate professional here in North Orange County. Linda was on watching us, been doing this for over 40 years. And we talk about the idea that when you have that kind of seasoning, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have the obstacles in the real estate transaction, but you know how to navigate them.
You bet.
Yep. Right? And that's what you're looking at. That's what the agent, I mean, you don't find the navigation,
yeah,
on those online services.
Well, again, this is an archaic industry to the extent around title and financing, not so much. Your industry has come a long way. But the recording of deeds and the titles, all of that needs to be completely blown up and brought either to blockchain or something much more efficient. And that's happening as we speak. And so those parts will get really less friction over the year, over the coming decade, but it's going to take a good agent to continue to kind of show the way and make sure they don't make mistakes along the way around, you know, the area or the process.
Great information. As always, if you want to reach out to Mark Hughes, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with him. A great new process, and I would suggest that you might want to watch what he's doing. It's a little bit different, a different paradigm. It's building a business, not a bunch of individuals, a bunch of cowboys out there. So it's a whole different world. And make sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com if you missed any part of our broadcast. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, and also ronsiegelradio.com, the archive section. All the broadcasts are right there. And remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.